Chapter 16. The Hushed Chamber. Dewpoint leaned forward to crane her neck around the corner of the hall, her silver mane spilling down onto the floor like a rushing waterfall. After a few minutes, she procured a heavy, rusted key and thrust it into the base of an urn filled with white sky lilies that was sitting on a marble column. The urn swung aside to reveal a handle, which Dewpoint pushed hard with her hoof. The wall seemed to crack open. An edge, like a bolt of lightning, shot up the wall and curved back down to the floor. The wall slid open, the sound of heavy stone scraping upon stone, creating a commotion that echoed down the corridor. She led Daring into the room and slammed the heavy door behind them. At first glance, there wasn't much inside compared to the other grand chambers they had passed on their way. A few low benches upholstered with simple grey canvas sat in the centre, and a rough braided rug of white and yellow covered the floor. There were no windows and no artwork on the stone walls except for a border along the top carved right into it. The pony figures on the frieze were very small, but appeared to be depictions of Cirrostratans doing normal everyday activities. "I know it's nothing to look at, but this room is perfect." Dewpoint relaxed and smiled. "The walls are thick enough so that no pony could possibly hear us, even if we yelled at the top of our lungs." She trotted over to one of the benches and sat, patting her hoof on the cushion next to her, as an invitation for Daring Do to do the same. "Sometimes I come here just to think, because it's completely silent. Listen." It was so quiet that Daring Do could hear her heart beating. "Look, I can't waste any more time. I have to keep moving," said Daring Do, meeting Dewpoint's eyes. "It's from Brumby Cloverpatch. I'm not sure why he sent it to you instead of Duchess Precipita, but there you go." Daring pulled out the letter. "We were all the best of friends, him, Precipita, and me," Dewpoint said despondently, holding the letter in her hooves but not opening it. "Once upon a time, at least." "Were friends?" Daring prodded. "What happened?" Daring had only known about the relationship between Brumby and the Duchess. She hadn't thought there might be more to the story. It was like chipping away at a block of Cirrostratum marble. "He was never supposed to be here in the city of Cirrostrata," Dewpoint lamented, her pretty eyes growing wet with tears. "As you know, Cumulonimbus, Precipitous father, forbids outsiders to enter our sky. It never mattered much to us because we never expected to meet any outsiders. We knew nothing of other lands. No pony had ever made it here since Comet Tail." "Starry-eyed?" Daring clarified. Sir Brumby hadn't been the first after all. "Yes, the great sorcerer and astronomer. He visited Cirrostrata centuries before I was born," Dewpoint explained. "Some legends say that he created the halo. Comet Tail the Starry-Eyed looked up into the night skies with his telescope, and instead of constellations he saw a beautiful cloud city. Naturally, he had to visit Cirrostrata to see it up close. It was more extraordinary than anything he had seen below. He had to preserve its beauty to keep it safe. He made the halo." "Where is it kept?" Daring felt a surge of adrenaline. She was about to find out the secrets of the halo. It was within her reach. Dewpoint laughed. "The halo can't be touched. It is the golden light that keeps Cirrostrata safe from view. What you're referring to, Daring Do, is the half-gilded horseshoe." Daring Do turned over the new information in her head, trying to make sense of it all. She wanted to ask Dewpoint a million questions about the new relic that was just brought to light, but she still hadn't even finished her story or read Brumby's letter yet. Daring waited patiently.
Precipita and I had given up hope of ever knowing what another pony city was like. Then one day, Kooky Brumby showed up in his odd-looking sky vehicle and swept every pony away, even the Count, though Cumulonimbus still didn't like the idea of outsiders. Dewpoint paced back and forth as she spoke. When he and Precipita quickly fell in love, her father forced Brumby to make a choice. Either he could stay in Cirrostrata forever and become one of us, or he had to leave this place and never come back. In the end, he couldn't give up his life of adventure, and he chose to leave, Daring Do said, finishing her thought. It broke Precipita's heart, Dewpoint said, before tearing open the seal and unfolding the scroll. Her eyes quickly scanned the page, and her face flushed crimson. The streaks in her hair looked as if they were sizzling with the jolts of electricity, but her facial expression was unreadable. She could have been angry or embarrassed. "What does it say?" Daring sprang to her hooves. "Nothing good," Dewpoint declared, rushing to the door. She took one moment to turn around and look Daring Do straight in the eye, before pushing it open with an electric jolt and slamming it behind her. Daring couldn't hear the sound, but she knew. Outside in the hallway, the clicking of a rusty lock echoed down the hallway. Dewpoint had betrayed her.